Continental Tyres, AFL Trade Radio.
Will it be a case of one out at Sydney and one in? We might be at halftime in the Sydney Swans Continental Tyres AFL trade period. The deal done, as I say, Jordan Dawson is now an Adelaide player, swapped by the Crows for the Melbourne future first-round pick they got through from the Demons last week that Sydney last night agreed to and formally today accepted when it was tabled with the league. And the Sydney Swans General Manager of Football is Charlie Gardner, who's been kind enough to give us some of his time. Charlie, welcome.
Thanks, Sammy. Thanks for having me.
Well, you'll obviously be really disappointed. You've started it repeatedly to lose a player like Jordan Dawson, but ultimately you obviously got a deal that you were happy enough with to accept. Well, when? Was it late last night or at some point yesterday from the Crows?
It was late last night, Sam. We elected to accept the offer Adelaide had tabled on Monday. It happened very late last night after, some extensive and lengthy negotiations. We just felt that we'd exhausted those negotiations and it was time to accept the deal that was tabled, which was Melbourne's future first, and get moving on some other things. Whilst we're disappointing, it's disappointing to lose a player like Jordan, as we said from the start, we rated him really highly. He's 24, coming into his prime, turning into an elite player in the competition. In terms of the trade, we feel like we did all we could, and we weren't going to improve on the offer in the circumstances. So we move on, and we've got two first round selections in 2022, which puts us in a really strong position. And we move forward.
Yeah, you're well placed for next year, no doubt about that. Now, Charlie, there were so many different versions of this deal involving Jordan Dawson, as you allude to, before you settled on this one. I mean, how real was the threat or the concern or the worry over the other way that obviously Adelaide could have snared Jordan Dawson? That is obviously the pre-season draft, which does get thrown around probably a little bit more than it should at this time of year, but was it a real factor in your decision-making, only 24 hours out from the deadline?
Oh, look, it was a reality, Sam, that, if we couldn't conclude a trade, the prospect of losing Jordan for nothing to Adelaide or to another club with a selection in the pre-season draft was a possible scenario. So that has happened before, so we couldn't discount it. In terms of the negotiations, I guess I think it's important, and what I can say is the deal that was tabled early last week, Tuesday last week, involving pick 17, was not as good a deal as we accepted last night. It involved a slide of picks in this year's draft, together with future selections given up in next year's draft, that would have compromised not only this year but next year. So the deal we've landed and the outcome we've achieved is significantly better than what was tabled, on the second day of trade period.
Matt Randall here. Charlie, you'd be hoping to draw Melbourne twice next year, wouldn't you? And I'm tipping you'll play your two best games against them. I'm not a betting man on the footy, but I would love to be on you against Melbourne next year.
Yeah, look, you'd think, given their season this year, they'll be thereabouts next year.
Yep.
But, that's the beauty of the flexibility trading future selections gives clubs. There's no certainty in any of this. So, we'll see where that pick lands. You'd expect it to be towards the back end of the first round, given where they're at and how strong they were this year. But only time will tell.
Yeah, so, of course, GWS ecstatic watching Collingwood play this year. They wouldn't have thought in their wildest dreams it ended up being picked two. So, you never know your luck next year. They can get some injuries and fall down the ladder.
Yeah, that's right. It's it's one that will play out in time, and we'll see how it all plays out. The point that's worth making is there's always all this talk about who wins and loses the trade period. We don't look at trade periods in isolation. You look at the evolution of your list, and Trade period is one part of that. It's an opportunity to improve your list, improve your draft hand. Our improvement year on year is going to come from within. We think we've got a really talented young list that we've got a lot of confidence in. So, we're really excited to see the emergence of guys like Stevens and Campbell, Warner and Goulden, McInerney, who have taken great strides last year, continue that development. That's where we're going to get better.
No, you're spot on there.
You'll be hoping for a nice, juicy premiership hangover from the D's, that's for sure, Charlie, to get yourself in the top 10. I think that'd be best case scenario. Like Hawthorn from 08 completely missed the finals. But so Jordan Dawson's out. Next operation is to get Peter Laddams in. Can you update us with what's happening there?
Coons, we're in discussions with Port Adelaide. We've got well-known interest in Peter. He's keen to get to Sydney. But he is contracted, we've got to come up with a deal that's acceptable for both Port Adelaide and us. Those talks are underway, and we'll see where we get to by 7 o'clock tonight.
Has it got to a point yet, Charlie, where you've had a bit of back and forth, like you did with Adelaide for Jordan Clark, and various versions have been put forward and rejected, or we're still waiting on an initial offer?
No, there are talks going on. Kinnear Beaton's leading those discussions. Those talks are underway. So.
And I know you're not the coach,
we'll see where it lands.
Sure. Where would Peter Laddams fit? I mean, we assume he would still play forward ruck and Tom Hickey would retain the number one ruck role for next year?
Yeah, look, Tom's been fantastic for us this year, and we don't see any signs of him slowing down. Peter does bring the added dimension of being able to play forward. We've got some young developing ruck forwards as well in Joel Amati and Hayden McLean. So we'll have some competition for spots there. As I said, I think last week, we're in a different situation than we were 12 months ago with this one. Peter, we would like to bring him in, and he provides a long-term ruck option for us. But it's got to be on the right terms, and if it doesn't happen, so be it. But we'll be working to try and strike a fair and reasonable deal that brings him in.
Is it Laddams and no one else? Can you throw us a crumb? I promise I won't tell anyone. Charlie, have there been some discussions with anyone else?
In terms of other trades we have going on, Adam?
Other players, yes. Other trades would be nice, Charlie.
Other players involved in this trade?
Just throw me something, Charlie. I'll take whatever you give me.
I can't help you there, Adam. I'm sorry. No, we're not talking about any other players involved in this trade, and nothing else on our radar that I'm aware of.
Are we still waiting for Sam Wicks to re-sign, Charlie? I think I might ask you about this every time, so I apologise, but I think it was obviously well down the line that it was going to happen, one of your exciting next-generation players. Is that still the case, or have we missed it?
Yeah, no, look, we're basically there with Sam. Yeah. I expect we'll be able to confirm that shortly, but... No, Sam will be with us for another 2 years, and excited to see what he can do. He's another one of those young players that we've just seen the emergence of this year, and I think he's got a lot of growth and a lot more to give. So that's a really good move for the club.
How's Lance?
Coons just has to ask about Lance Franklin every time, Charlie. Forgive us.
Every interview with anyone associated with Sydney, you have to ask how buddy is. So how is he?
Yeah, look, Lance is enjoying a break, I think. He's got Jacinta and his two young children that he's spending some time with. It's actually pretty miserable and wet and dreary up here in Sydney, so he's probably not out and about. But no, look, Lance is going really well. I think we're all really pleased for him with the year he was able to put together after such an injury interrupted 18 months prior to that. And we're just looking to consolidate that across the preseason, make sure we get the balance of his training loads right, get him, you know, really fit and durable, maintain that strength program that put him in really good stead last season, and hopefully allow him to continue the level of output he showed this year, next year. You know, because we still see him playing a really important part on field for us and off field, developing the likes of Logan McDonald, Joel Amati, who I touched on, and Hayden McLean as the next forward options for us coming through.
Gee, Charlie, he had a great year, I thought, Lance. And I've been telling people, I think he can play another year after next year. So next year is the last year of his long contract. Is that correct?
Yeah, next year is the last year, Matt.
Would it surprise you if he went round again after that?
No, it wouldn't surprise me. We haven't spoken about
no.
it. It's not something we've discussed. But if he played another season like he did in 2021, I think we'd definitely be having the conversation. We haven't closed our mind to that.
Just before we let you go, Charlie, I know we're out of time. We're just reading a comment that you gave to The Age. I mean, I think we all assumed you got a fair price for Jordan Dawson overall because you accepted it, but I think you said the opposite to The Age. I mean, is this a case of you accepting a deal because you felt almost as though you had to and it doesn't quite reflect Jordan's value, or is it one that you were happy to accept in the end?
We were pretty strong that we rated Jordan as high as anyone that was on the market in the trade period. We think that the deal we struck, the Premier's future first round selection, time will tell, but it may or may not reflect Jordan's true value. At 17 or 18, it probably doesn't, but we certainly feel like we exhausted every option in the negotiation and weren't going to improve on it. And there's circumstances and context to all of these sorts of decisions that you weigh up when assessing what's in the best interest of the club, and a decision we made we feel was the right one. Mm.
Last one before we let you go, Charlie, just an update with the Sam Reed situation. Is he still sitting back waiting to see what happens with Peter Laddams, or will that deal be done at the end of the trade period, or can you update us on the contract situation there?
Yeah, I think I mentioned last week when we spoke that we'd been speaking to Sam about next year and what that might look like. We're going to wait until the end of the trade period and pick up those discussions. So once we're through the trade period and we have a real sense of list spots and draft selections and all that sort of thing, we'll pick up that conversation again.
Charlie, we know it's a busy time. Deadline day, of course, and your footy club's right at the thick of it. So we appreciate you slicing off a bit of time for us. Not the scenario you would have wanted for Jordan Dawson, but as you alluded to off the top, it sets you up well for next year and beyond. Best luck with Peter Laddams, and we'll catch you soon.
Thanks very much, guys.
Thanks Charlie.
Sydney Swans General Manager of Football, Charlie Gardner, there joining us after Jordan Dawson was traded from the Sydney Swans to the Adelaide Crows in exchange for Melbourne's future first-round pick. Who knows where that will drop in the end. You asked about Sam Reed, Adam Cooney. Before we get to the break, this text just landed. If Sydney get Laddams, where does that leave Sam Reed? Surely Brisbane could use him to fill the Hipwood void. I don't mind that text.